And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, real quick, before we get too far down the road, let me stop and just tell you about ZLA Solutions. So one of our longtime advertisers, been with us since the very beginning, ZLA Solutions. You can find them on their website at zlausa.com. So ZLA Solutions is like epic good at putting people and jobs together. If you need a job yourself, you can go to their website. They got them posted all over North Alabama and beyond. But ZLA Solutions, they specialize, too, in helping businesses find people. So if you need folks for your job site, it doesn't matter whether it's onesies and twosies, special niche skills, or whether you need somebody, you know, like a whole shift of people to come in and run a factory line, whatever. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say, they can do it. And they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing for you, and get you the people you need. Check them out. Their website, these are friends of mine, their website is ZLA Solutions, is ZLAUSA.com. All right, I got a caller. He's not on the board, Boom, but he is on the line. We got, is it Jeff from Indiana? Jeffro, Indiana. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good today, Phil. Doing a little different route. Went to St. Louis.
I saw you texted that in earlier, and I thought, is there been like some kind of flip in the social spectrum here? What is happening?
Oh, that's just where headquarters is, and they needed to change the trailer out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Had to go over and do that. So, but... You know, this Navy commercial with this guy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you were his bunk mate on a ship or even worse, a submarine?
Yeah. I wonder. I look at this and I wonder, you know, apparently his stage name is Harpy Daniels. And I wonder if around the, just around the ship, they call old boy Harpy.
I don't know. But, and another thing is, you know, can you imagine? You know, this is not one world. Everybody's not tolerant of this behavior. I mean, we are in the United States, you know, almost to a fault. But can you imagine if he is a POW in a fundamentally Islamic country?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be curtains. I mean, this guy would probably be thrown off the top of a roof somewhere.
Listen, you are absolutely right. I mean, And granted, in a time of war, you don't always have the luxury of trying to do everything to accommodate. But look what they did. Like, even in Desert Storm, there were lots of issues about what we could and could not do. When I was in Afghanistan, I was on a remote team living among the Afghan people. And when it came time to rotate out, they asked me for insights about what kind of team should come in. And I said, I hate to say it this way, but we're in an old school fundamentalist area of the country. It would not probably serve the team well to have women on the team. What'd they do? They sent a team with two women on it, and it caused all kinds of issues.
Yeah, and just because it's, oh, well, we can't discriminate or whatever. Well, sometimes you have to. You have to pick the best people for the job. You know, and some people, I don't care how much you want to, some people are just not cut out for doing the job.
Well, true.
You have to put your qualified people in.
I hope you heard the general who's on a few minutes ago talking about meritocracy and the very idea that what we're saying there is find the best ones for the job. That's what matters. And DEI and all the wokeism doesn't want that. They want people to be built on some kind of notion of whether they've been underprivileged, overprivileged, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And the thing about it is when they destroy society is one thing, but when they destroy the camaraderie of the military, where we have discrimination against straight white men and other things, it's not going to play well.
Well, and that's no, it's not. it's not. I think we're already starting to see that in some places. And Boomer and I have already decided that we're at a total disadvantage as cis white males in society right now. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean. We're discriminated against, but nobody cares.
Well,
that's the thing.
Well, just you know, keep stepping forward, brother, and keep being safe on the road. But appreciate you, man, as always.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, Phil.
See you, man. That's right, weekend. It is Friday. Whoop, whoop. I tell you what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to text line. Boomer, if you got any you want to read, you grab them, man. But bunch of texts came in that I've not had a chance to get into. John from Huntsville, Alabama, just says, Woke Wars. That's the name of this part we've been doing with the general. Woke Wars, a.k.a. Right Side Ruffians versus Snowflakes. We win. Robin from Tupelo doesn't think much of our current chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And sent a GIF or a meme. I see it. Raven from Russellville says, woe betide the man who follows one of my female family members into a wet women's restroom. Nice. Got a certain set of skills. Mike from Athens. What? Mike from Athens wants to know when they're going to put condoms in the women's room. It's a fair question, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for the love. All right. Steve from Tennessee says Bud Light is now known as queer beer. Steve from Tennessee. Nailed that one.
He did.
Queer beer. That's. You know what? Back when I was growing up. What? Go ahead.
I was going to say, I went to a restaurant last night and I said, wait, y'all are still serving Bud Light?
Oh, what'd they say?
He just looked at me. I said, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Boomer out there making waves. You're not a baby kangaroo. No, you're a ruffian.
No.
All right. Badger from Athens. Join the new Navy. 50 guys go out, 25 couples come back. Oh, Lord, Badge. Skip from Tony, Alabama says, amen to every word, brother. I'm not sure which segment he was listening to at the time, but it looks like that was at the 345 mark, so that must have been during the stuff about litigation on transgender and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Brian from Huntsville.
Yeah.
He's probably talking about that as well. That is Jack Astry at its best.
That was Brandy from Athens saying that.
Oh, Brandy from Athens. Sorry, I was looking at a different, the one underneath it.
You're right, because I was about to read that, and I was going to say, hit the button.
Yeah.
Brian from Huntsville, right below that, says, yes. God does not make mistakes. Us humans do. There you go, bro. Jim from Madison, what's he got here? Great to see you cover the topic on potential class action type suits for transgender malfeasance. This will be bigger than asbestos, tobacco, etc. Can't believe the medical establishment and the government have put all their unproven claims in writing. Isn't that called evidence? As a lawyer, you need to get in on this class action, rake in some money. Where can I invest? Jim from Madison. He nailed it. Wow. Dan from Madison, by the way, just sent us a copy of the article about the media backlash on Ted Nugent. The lovely Charlene just sent me a similar article up on 1819 News saying, yeah, indeed. It was going to be at, what's that brewery? Avalon Brewing Company down in Birmingham? Mm-hmm. That's where the Ted Nugent concert was going to be. And they just canceled it because they had social media backlash. Get a spine, people.
I'd like to know what Ted has to say about it.
I would, too. Let's call Uncle Ted and find out what he has to say. Well, I'll tell you what, though, social media backlash for, you know, having him there and then canceling it. I'd like to know what the social media backlash is for canceling it now. Okay. Hey, by the way, all of you Ted Nugent fans, go out there and give him some social media backlash. Wow. All right. Listen, full day, man. Lots of stuff on tap. JT from Lacey Springs has texted in, says, I see more and more men's bathrooms having a sign saying not to flush feminine products in the toilets. What? By the way, let me tell you what's going to...
Really? I have not seen this yet.
I have not yet either, but I'm not surprised.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
I tell you what's going to happen, though. Some of the places where they're doing this, like in high schools and stuff, what do they think teenage boys are going to do? I mean, you're going to find tampons in your milk at lunch.
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be madness.
It's going to be bad.
Oh, my gosh. Not only that, no telling what they're going to do when they... Anyway, all right, stop me. Take it to a break. Boom, we'll do that right now. We'll come right back and wrap up the day, wrap up the week. It's been a good one. Great interview with the general a while ago. Hope you guys are going to have an amazing Cinco de Mayo and a good weekend, too. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, as you're finishing up the afternoon drive, some of y'all can smell the barn. You're headed for the house. Let me just quickly tell you about my friends at the Elm Foundation. That's E-L-M, Elm Foundation. It stands for Expect Little Miracles. The Elm Foundation, based out of Huntsville, is a 501c3 doing cool stuff right now to change people's lives for the better. I mean, they're literally intervening directly one-on-one into the lives of people, getting them off the streets, giving them back their self-worth, helping them to find the means to get job skills and jobs training and build their resumes and get out there and become productive members of society. But they're not just like slinging money at it like a government would do. They're actually walking through it with people, giving them accountability, like reminding them to meet certain milestones and you got to do these things and then just being there for them. I'm telling you, it's very cool. You ought to check them out. We're pretty stoked to have them as partners here on the program. But the Elm Foundation, their website is ELMHSV, as in Elm Huntsville, elmhsv.org. Check them out. If you wind up talking to them, do me a favor. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, and we appreciate them advertising with us. Hey, so we're going to wrap up this section on the woke wars. I mean, it's maddening to me what is happening. And you know, the military is captive. And I think that there is definitely some capitulation in the senior ranks. I mean, don't try and tell me they're not. When you've got the chairman of the Joint Chiefs recommending books that are directly related to CRT and that kind of stuff, and then trying to deny that it really has any impact. When you've got the Secretary of Defense doing things like, you know, shutting down all training across the board to, quote-unquote, root out extremism. And when you've got the Army Secretary, Christine Wormuth, who's never served in uniform before, basically denying that any of this exists, and we're doing the best we can to meet our recruiting, and you got the Navy doing stuff like having this drag queen do its recruiting post. It's just bananas. But then I look at the piece, too, that most recently happened. When was that legislation? I want to say it was during Pelosi's time, but they passed it during the, 2021, I think, in the wake. It's the 117th Congress, but in the wake of the George Floyd stuff, suddenly it's scary to have a statue, a street, or a military installation with a name on it that no one realized was attached to a Confederate. And oh my gosh, we got to change everything now. So Fort Rucker is now going to be Fort Novosel, and Fort Benning is now going to be Fort Moore. And, you know, where does it end? I don't know. Well, I'll tell you one place it just found its way into. Do you remember, Boomer, was it just in the last few days, I was doing a thing about electric vehicles and the Army at Fort Benning, that colonel saying, it was real cheesy, receiving that electric truck and saying, the Army is driving forward.
Oh, exactly.
We're driving to
driving
the future.
Driving in the future.
That's what it was, driving to the future. Yeah, that was, well, that same guy's in one I pulled off another article.
Oh, boy, that guy.
That's Colonel Colin Mahle, who's the garrison commander. Mahle spelled M-A-H-L-E. Garrison commander at Fort Benning, Georgia. I pulled this article. I had not seen this anywhere else. Some of y'all know out there in the listening audience that I am a Ranger qualified. Went to Army Ranger School back in the 90s. One of the, best, worst experiences of my life. But there's an amazing monument at Fort Benning, which is, you know, the home of the Army Ranger School. It's the National Ranger Memorial, and it's a very cool monument. And you can buy brick pavers and have your name, you know, put in it as a part of supporting the memorial, but also just to memorialize family members or whatever. Well, the National Ranger Memorial Foundation just put out that Colonel Colin Mahle, who's already excited to have his electric vehicle and drive into the future for Fort Benning, has determined that his interpretation of the legislation that changed the name of military installations means you also have to strip certain pavers out of the monument. I kid you not. So this one just irks the crap out of me. Well, apparently a lot of them do. This has been an irksome day, Boomer. Irksome. So the chairman of the National Ranger Memorial Foundation sent out a letter to all of his members. And I found this article on that STARS website I told you about earlier, stars.us, S-T-A-R-R-S retirememilitary.us. It's a group of retired military officers who are fighting back against wokeness in the military. Well, the chairman of the National Ranger Memorial Foundation wrote, "In my capacity as chairman of the National Ranger Memorial Foundation, I am informing all of you of a directive received from the management of Fort Benning, Georgia, specifically," he calls him out, Colonel Colin Molly, garrison commander, "directing that the foundation remove specific names from the Ranger monument. There was, I believe, a threat of unilateral action if they didn't do it, that the Post would do it. The names were Colonel John S. Mosby, the Mosby Memorial Paver, Quantrill's Memorial Paver, and the George Bowman Memorial Paver, with reference to a Brigadier General Morgan." But he goes on to say, they don't even know what they're talking about. And I'm paraphrasing now. I tell you what, let me just read it. He says, "Implementation of dramatic and radical edicts and shifts in policy are frequently accompanied by inaccuracies, stupid interpretations, injustices to survivors, and a strong political slant that is offensive to substantial sectors of society. The deceased named in this directive, the Mosby family and the Bowen family in particular, are victims of woefully targeted legislation enacted by the Pelosi woke 117th Congress. Says interpretations of this legislation have received slavish obedience by civilian and military management and passed down without verification to the installations. For example," he says, "General Morgan was actually a brigadier general in the Continental Army under General Washington, and he was the hero of the Battle of Cowpens against the British. He passed away 57 years before the Civil War. The injustice of the name of John Mosby and his descendants is extraordinary and thoughtless. Notwithstanding his extraordinary combat record, Ambassador Mosby was a staunch anti-slavery activist, and he was appointed by President Grant to be the U.S. ambassador to China. This being the case, the officers of the Ranger Memorial decided to go ahead and do the things they were being required to do themselves rather than run the risk that there could be damage to the monument by others who care less about it coming in there and forcibly removing it." So he says, "I'll close with a message that I received from an affiliate ranger. Here's the quote. Removing bricks and etching out names will not promote peace within our nation, nor will renaming installations and covering headstones heal us or ensure equality." And then I'll tell you what, he goes one step further. He says, "Feel free to contact me, or you can contact Colonel Molly." And here's his email address. That's Colin, C-O-L-I-N, dot P as in Papa, dot Molly, M-A-H-L-E, dot mil at army dot mil. Wow. Listen, I'm going to tell you, this never seems to end. But folks, this is one of those reasons why we do this show. Because we got to call out stuff like this. We got to call it out when we see it and not just grumble about it in our little bubble. I'm talking about, folks, we are past that point. It is time for Right Side Ruffians to make their voices heard. Call your legislator, you know, get together in a group like STARS, find your civic club, give a presentation, and listen. Be involved. Be involved. Do not sit passively or idle by and just let these things happen. Because if you're not careful, you'll wake up one day, and like Ronald Reagan said, you'll find yourselves in a position of having to tell your grandchildren about a world in which people used to be free. Well, anyway. All right, listen, great day. Have a great weekend. Boomer and I back here on Monday. We got that interview with Mully, Charles Mully. We recorded it today. We'll be on the air Tuesday. Stay tuned for that one. In the meantime, if you need something to do this weekend, I encourage you, go look up the Mully movie. You'll love it. And he's going to be on the show with us Tuesday. So stay tuned for that. All right. I'm telling you, great show, man.
That was a good show.
It was a good show. And by the way, good job getting the website back up. The phone's bowed back in.
Yeah, there we go. everything came back.
It all came back. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're back here again at 2 on Monday. See you then.